Network, hello, it is I, Adam, back with you again after the holiday break for another episode of the Pilot Network Podcast. Lots going on in the aviation industry, lots of news out there, of course, about Boeing, maybe. There's some mergers happening, there's contracts that are getting signed. I think Southwest just had their TA approved. I have not. They've got their 30-day period that's still ongoing right now. So again, this is not an evergreen episode. This is very timely. There is storms that are happening. They seem to be a pretty benign winter so far. And then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it was like, bam, 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 bam. Storms everywhere. Delays, cancellations up here in the north. We had no snow, and now we have, I think, 14 inches and going on the ground right now. So it should be a fun weekend of kids at home for four straight days and the lunacy that all that entails. The thing that I come to you today bearing is just a quick reminder that we've seen industry changes. There are who knows what the future looks like for the industry as a whole. I mentioned Boeing and the issues they've had with the 737. I've mentioned the merger, specifically Hawaiian and Alaska. There are other ones that are out there that there's discussions about. With all that said, the only thing that is constant in the aviation industry is change, whether that is military, whether that is the airline industry into the Part 135 world and beyond. The only constant is change. So the network is here for you. I'm here for you. Yeah, you can reach right out to me anytime you want. Hey guys at thepilotnetwork.com. Find us on the socials, do all that good stuff. And of course we have TPNX, which for those of you who are unaware what TPNX is, that is the annual conference that the Pilot Network started. Actually, I think it was back in 2018. I don't know if we ever went into the details of this, but there was like 85 people there. And then the next year we had it, there was like 45 people. And it was a lot of fun because it was so intimate. But we wanted to change the dynamic. We wanted a place where there were no lines, no suits, no ties. And then we came back after COVID and the pandemic kind of subsided a little bit in 2022 to produce TPNX in its current form. And that is where you all came out and showed out. I think there was 840 some total attendees. Maybe it was a little bit more than that. We had a ton of major airlines there. Delta, that year was Delta Southwest, American, FedEx showed up. Spirit was there. I think NetJets. I know I'm leaving out a bunch of people, but it was well attended by everybody. The following year, 2023, there was about the same number of people. Actually, I think it was a couple more. I can't remember. I'd have to look at the numbers. I don't have them right in front of me. But we had FedEx couldn't come that year or last year, so we had United, American, Southwest, Delta, Spirit, JetBlue, Flexjet, one of our favorites. They've been there basically since the beginning of TPNX 2022 and have been a staunch supporter. They're all showed up along with a ton of other recruiting airlines. And this year is going to not be very much different. Right now we've got commits from a few big carriers. We know that Delta is coming for one. Flexjet's going to be there, Envoy, and then we're in talks with a couple more. I can't say them yet because it's not I's aren't crossed and the T's aren't dotted. But when they are, we'll release them. So, and I can promise you, there are a few more legacy carriers in that group that we're having a conversation with. There's nationals, airlines, regionals, and a bunch maybe that you haven't even heard of or thought about. So I want you to keep your ears tuned in for releases on TPNX. You may be asking yourself when it is. It's the 19th and 20th of April in beautiful Minneapolis, Minnesota. Yes, we had to move from Orlando due to logistical issues and some other stuff. that was outside of our control, but we were excited to try a new venue. We want to shift this around the country a little bit and try new spots, like our friends over at ATA kind of do, and Women in Aviation and OBAP and LPA and all those other places and that try new and different venues. So we can bring TPN, the network, live and in person closer to you. We've got some different ideas that we're going to try out this year. Maybe a few little surprises here and there. But overall, it's the same TPNX you knew and love. It's 100% networking, 100% job fair, 100% good time. So, and maybe 10% party. So, or something like that. But it's for you to come in a casual environment with no lines to see anybody that you want to see as far as recruiting goes. Not anybody, but you're going to get your opportunity to book your time slot for the airline or carrier that you want to see and go from there and be in a relaxed environment that you can have a conversation. We encourage spouses to attend. They are just as big, if not the biggest part of the decision in where you're going to go in your career, no matter if you're a military guy that's headed out or a regional gal who's a captain, line check airman, who's making the next step in their career, or you're at the other end and you are leaving wherever it is you are and going to find a place to kind of hole up until you age out, or you just don't feel like commuting anymore. You want to drive to work. Any which way that you want to do this, we're here to support you. And the spouse is a huge part of TPN. Their tickets will always be free. They're welcome to join us and participate in talking to a recruiter, participating with the network, getting to know the fellow pilots that are out there and understanding what we're all about and how we want to pay it forward. We've got a lot of great vendors that are going to be there as well. I won't go through the laundry list as it continues to grow, but I promise you there's going to be something there for each and every one of you. Again, if you got questions, heyguys@thepilotnetwork.com, or just go to thepilotnetwork.com and check out TPNX, check out the podcast stable of episodes in the history, or just peruse around. There's merchandise there. There's hats. There's T-shirts. There's I think Brightline Bags is going to be up there pretty soon. We've got lots of other stuff that's coming out on thepilotnetwork.com. Did this sound like a complete and utter pitch to you? Well, maybe it was, but we want to keep the airship afloat and make sure that we can keep TPNX geared and centered towards the needs of the pilot group that are out there. Not just one, but all pilots, no matter your background. We want to support you in getting that next job and meeting other pilots so we can continue to raise the standards, not only of within ourselves, but within the industry. And that goes, hey, we are the safest mode of transportation in the world, and we want to keep it that way. And the best way to do that is information share, whether that's about safety or best tools, tactics, and procedures that are out there that maybe we don't know about. And one of the ways that we can do that is interacting personally in an environment like the Pilot Network Experience. We want you there. So 19th, 20th in Minneapolis. I know the weather might not be perfect, but if it is, I'm going to try to have a little golf outing beforehand. It'll be very limited. I'll let you know via the Pilot Network Premium page app. So pay attention to that if you're so on there. If you're not, take a look at thepilotnetwork.com and check out TPN Pro. That's where a lot of those secret informational pieces will be. Anyways, I think this nice rambling sales pitch to come to TPNX and join us for all things the Pilot Network is just about ended. I hope you have a wonderful weekend if you're listening to this on the Friday. You're flying safe in all the winter weather that's out there. You're keeping that greasy side down and the shiny side up. Fly safe, everybody.